cold night. In the cold, cold night. Any longer, I need the fuel to make my fire bright. So don't fight it any longer. Come to me again in the cold, cold night.
In the cold,
cold night. And I know that you feel it too when my skin turns into glue. You will know inside, and you'll come run to me in the cold, cold night.
In the cold, cold, cold
in the cold, cold night.
School with the last of the summer peaches, backpacks light and empty, and their eyes full of dreams, with a wave and a sigh as we turn to go inside. I said, did you ever think we would hear the house so quiet? We said we'd wait until the fall. Don't look now, but here we are. Are we ready to decide how we want to live? All your life you have heard the same advice. Don't go with a girl from the broken home. Took a chance on me. You said you needed to feel loved. I said I needed to feel free. We said we'd wait until the fall. Don't look now, but here we are. Are we ready to decide how we want to live?
Okay. Well, you are listening to Kirsten sitting in Something About the Women, 91.5 WMFO, Bedford Tufts Freeform Radio, and we are entering into the holiday season. And Clay and Naomi, thank you so much for hosting us for Thanksgiving. What a lovely evening we had. And my nephew was in tow, and he was so grateful for being able to eat all the delicious things at the table, as he doesn't eat gluten and dairy. And I have to say that gluten-free, dairy-free pumpkin pie that you sent us home with is absolutely delicious. It is going to get eaten. So then I realized that this is probably my last show before the new year. I am not on air in December, so that was kind of my idea of covering the holidays, starting out with just the idea of, I'm not going to pronounce it correctly, Hygge, H-Y-G-G-E, and Hygge is a Danish term for embracing the winter and coziness and all of the wonderful things about the short days that we have and the long nights. So it is about reading and knitting and drinking hot chocolate and staying warm. So I do actually have my knitting here with me, but I haven't actually gotten any knitting done because I had to put in the different missing information on my music list. So anyway, Hygge is really kind of one way of embracing the holidays, and so I thought that the music was somewhat reflective of that. Katie Dobbins singing There's a Light, and as I mentioned, she does a singer-songwriter event at the Burren the last Tuesday of every month. She won't be there for December, however, she will be starting in January, and that is super fun. Marissa Anderson, Angels Rest from Cloud Corner. Jennifer Truesdale, Sunrise Through the Circle, again, that element of light. Hark Ensemble, and The Cold, Cold Night, that is Hark Wintry Songs in 11T. They will be at the Burren pretty soon. I may have written down that date, so let me see if I have that here, because that is coming up, I think, the 17th and the 18th. That is correct. And they will be, I think, at Club Passim for that event. I should know that. So, Wintry Songs at Passim on December 17th and December 18th. And that is an annual event to celebrate the holidays. And then ended with Lisa Bastoni, How We Want to Live, which I think is just a very thoughtful approach to maybe coming up into the new year. So thank you to all of my listeners out there. It's super fun to have you chiming in on Facebook and sending me texts. If anybody has any requests, feel free to send them my way, because I will definitely play them. I'm going to continue. We again have Hilary Hahn in the background there, and I'm going to continue with some Alison Krauss and her combined album with Robert Plant.
left me again. I hear music up above. Standing in my broken heart all night long. Darkness held me like a friend when love went wrong. Looking for the
quest.
Sea of heartbreak. heartbreak. Oh, what I'd give to sail back to shore, back to your arms once more.
And the flame in our soul. Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Certainly having fun. Thank you all for tuning in and listening in. Naomi and Clay, thank you so much again for great Thanksgiving. And wow, I didn't know that Eliza and Simon were also listening in. So we've got the whole family there. And I'm inviting myself over for dinner, bringing Rob in tow. So let's see, what did we just listen to? We went a little bit kind of bluegrass there. Started out with some Alison Krauss and Robert Plant off of the album Raising Sand. Wow, that's from 2007. It still feels so new to me, but it isn't. So that was Sister Rosetta Goes Before Us. And after that, Crooked Still, Can't You Hear Me Calling, Shaken by a Low Sound. They're coming soon. They're going to be playing three nights in a row. And I think it is in January. I should have all of my dates in my head, but I seem to not have them quite memorized yet. So look to see where they're coming up, because that would be a great show to go to for sure. If there are still tickets, they haven't played together in a while, so they may already be sold out. Gillian Welch, Whiskey Girl, Hell Among the Yearlings. And after that, Roseanne Cash, Sea of Heartbreak from The List, which is just a delightful album that she collaborated with the List of songs with her father, Johnny Cash. And Sea of Heartbreak is one that I particularly like. But I think it's different than her traditional sound. I think The Wheel, which is the title track off of the recording The Wheel, is a little bit more how she presents herself when she's performing. And she is a wonderful performer. In the background, once again, Marissa Anderson. This is from Cloud Corner. Beautiful, just melodic sound there. So I have a half an hour left. And, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that pet adoption, because I do foster care with dogs in my spare time. In fact, I'm building a little puppy room in my house right now with a drain so that the puppies can do what puppies do and not mess up my house. So I'm going full force into puppy fostering so that they can potentially get adopted for their new homes. We at WMFO have a live day, and we have a number of musicians who come through here, and we are so appreciative of all the effort that they make. So I'm going to play a few of these musicians in this next set and then see where this leads to. So starting out with some Sarah Levesque.
If I knew you like the back of my hand, if I knew you like the back of my hand, if I knew you like the back of my hand, maybe you'd understand. If I could trace every line of your face, if I could trace every line in your face, if I could trace every line of your face, baby, I'd know my place. just my fun. If I only knew where I stand, if I only knew where I stand, if I only knew where I stand, I'd go back to where I began.
Could only catch me if you can. Hey, it's full of sand. Cities rise and fall while the heartbeat through it all. Love in never tires, tangles and inspires. Burn your hand again, again. I think you like the fire.
Well, I'm still learning how to breathe, even though It's the furthest I've felt. I've been laying by your side for hours, wishing I were somewhere else. It's a certain kind of sinking. The heart can learn to feel. The question.
Conclusion of Something About the Women. So I want to just thank all of you who are listening in. I know there was Henry and Brian and Naomi and Clay and Eric and Sib and Simon and Eliza, and if I'm forgetting anybody, my apologies. It's so great to have listeners out there chiming in and letting me know that you like what I am playing, or if you have any suggestions. It's really great. It's great to hear that. So of the last set, a lot of the musicians that I played have been through this station, and so it's really nice to play their recordings as well, and they tend to be people who are playing locally as well. So that was Sarah Levesque, Back of My Hand, from Beautiful Defeat. then Danielle Moralia, Glory Junkie, from the recording titled Glory Junkies. Samantha Farrell, Should Have Known Better from Luminous. And then Tori Silver, who actually I met at Salem State WMWM, which is a station who is also doing live music on the station on air. I've Been Stressin' from Observer. So please don't stress over the holidays. Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy the fun things. Hoogie, however you pronounce it. Reading, hot cocoa, socks, knitting. Andrea Gillis after that. Get in line. Andrea Gillis will be at the Burren on December 5th. And I'm going to try and go hear that performance. Rachel Sumner, Bread in the Bone from Anything Worth Doing. And kudos to her. She did come into the station live, and she actually was on the Music Savage show at 7 a.m. on a Friday morning. So that shows some real dedication to her work. So thank you, Rachel, for coming into the station. And thank you for giving Something About the Women, a CD of yours. We are enjoying playing it. In the background here is Marissa Anderson. This is the Lament from Cloud Corner. And Brian Young is in the house, and he has a live guest coming on. And Brian, who's your live guest?
Kenny Hyland.
Kenny Hyland. So they're getting their music set up and trying to work with the equipment that we have here at WMFO. We are working on a shoestring budget. I think we have fundraising coming up soon, and hopefully you'll consider donating to the station. That being said, I'm going to end with a Carissa Johnson song. Once again, she will be at the Burren with her CD release performance on December 18th. I am really looking forward to that. I hope you all are as well. So here's some Carissa Johnson, and then stay tuned for Brian Young.